Say, fellas, if your wife's away on a trip and you're getting tired of doing all the housework, well, here's a way to get her home right quick. Just send her a copy of the local newspaper with one item clipped out. My name's Pat Buttram, and Double Mint Chewing Gum has asked me to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, folks, it's just entertainment, and that's live music that you're listening to. Sure wish I could say as much for the fellows playing it there. Well, actually, we didn't hire them so much for their playing. You see, their main job is to fill up the time while I'm trying to think of something else to say here. I wish, though, they wouldn't sit there while I'm talking and read the comic section. That's downright embarrassing, you know. Well, I guess somebody has to read the comics, and as long as they're aimed at the juvenile mind, well, read your head off, boys. Go ahead. Of course, the comics are lots funnier than in the old days. Today's comics, they cover such subjects as murder on the roller coaster and who put the poison in Dick Tracy's pastry and the adventures of Little Orphan Annie at the UN, things like that. But let's be on with the finer things today. Paula Richards singing Too Marvelous for Words.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Well, things are not too marvelous with me right now. I just discovered I'm down to my last stick of Double Mint. Now, I'm a grown man. There's no excuse for neglecting to keep an extra package or two of Double Mint gum in my pocket. Goodness knows it's not the nickel a package of Double Mint cost. And it isn't that a package of Double Mint takes up pocket room or purse room, because it doesn't. There's one thing, though. You're never far from a dealer who has Double Mint, so there's no excuse for being without it very long. Just as long as there's Double Mint available, there's no excuse for anybody to have a dry mouth either, or unpleasant breath, or any of those discomforts that Double Mint helps you to get rid of. So don't let yourself get down to your last stick of Double Mint, will you? Go out and buy some today, and always keep it handy. That's delicious, healthful, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum. Well, I wonder what selection the Buttram Symphony is going to play for us now. Hey, I heard a good song title the other day. It's a song titled Grandma's put roller skates on her rocking chair, so now she can rock and roll. You know, why don't you wives tell that to your husband when he comes home from work today? You know, just say, "Hello, honey, I heard a cute song on the radio today," and then tell him. He'll hit you right over the head with his lunchbox, probably. No. Here's what you better tell him you heard on the radio. The Buttram Symphony playing American Patrol. Fine, fellas. You know, now that King Saud of Saudi Arabia, he's gone home, I guess it's all right to say I hope he had a good time while he was here. Of course, with all the money he's got, anybody could have a good time. They say he gets $1 million a day. And if he's not home when the delivery wagon comes, they just drop it down the coal chute. You talk about people behind the Iron Curtain. This fella has a gold one. You notice he didn't bring any of his wives along over here. I don't care how rich a man is. You turn 40 wives loose in an American department store, and he'll wind up back in front of the palace holding a tin cup and selling pencils. Now, they say he didn't bring his harem because he understood Americans don't approve of harems. We just, not so much we don't approve, we'd just like to get in on it here. No, I think I better tell you, I'm just kidding there. Besides, it's time now for the Buttram bonus. Yes, sir, it's Buttram bonus time again, and I'm real glad because today I've got a bonus that's so good that I want to listen to it myself. Today's bonus is your garden tea party and how to give same. Everybody that reads English novels, they know that unless they have a garden tea party in every other chapter, well, the book just won't sell. The reason they have these garden parties is because the English have gardens, and there's always some chap named Reginald who is forever running out in the garden and shouting, "Anyone for a party?" And down in Winston County, we have lawn parties. We could have garden parties, but It mashes the string beans and the tomato plants and everything. Now, for your party, it's permissible for the guests to bring their own tea bags. But as a hostess, it would be nice if you'd furnish the hot water. Your guests will appreciate that, and you'll also be expected to provide the lemon for the tea. Now, don't try to use one lemon for more than one garden party. Lemons wear out real fast, you know. People talking while they squeeze it and forget what they're doing, and you just use up the juice in no time there. A question I'm often asked is, what is a good way to end a garden tea party? Well, there's many ways, but one of the surest is to have one of those whirling lawn sprinklers planted right in the middle of the lawn, you know, and at the proper time, accidentally turn on the water. This not only gets rid of your guests in a hurry, but it's good for the grass, too. And that's how to give a garden tea party, our Buttram bonus for today. Incidentally, if you like good quartet music at your parties, the Halloran Quartet's available. And they'll pick radishes on the side while they're there. And when they sing, they sound about like this.
They called her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. She was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal. Oh, how I miss her, my old pal. Oh, how I'd kiss her, my gal Sal.
A wild sort of devil,
but dead on the level, was my gal.
My gal Sal, that's a mighty smooth number, wasn't it? Well, if you want to be a smooth number, you chew double mint gum after every meal, will you? You see, the healthful chewing helps clean your teeth so they look more attractive, and that sure gives you a nicer personality when you smile. Buy some today and try it. This is Pat Buttram, and I'll say this. A friend indeed is a friend that's not in need. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.